New terror laws that would help prevent foreign fighters from making their way back to Australia have passed the House of Representatives tonight. The government says they're needed to keep Australia safe. And while Labor raised concerns about whether the legislation's even constitutional, it supported the changes regardless. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
The Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton used Question Time today to issue a warning. Australia is not immune to the terrorist attacks occurring across the globe.
And that is why, Mr Speaker, the government now is asking for the support of this Parliament to introduce legislation to temporarily exclude those people who we believe would come to our country to cause death and carnage in Australia.
Mr Dutton's advocating for new laws that would give him additional powers. He'd be able to ban an Australian citizen aged 14 years or older from returning to Australia for up to 2 years at a time if they're suspected of being involved in terrorism. Labor has some reservations, including the degree of power this gives the Home Affairs Minister. The Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security had made a bipartisan recommendation that the call should instead be made by a judge, a retired judge, or a senior member of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. Labor thinks that's a better idea, and Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has questioned why the government hasn't adopted that and a handful of other recommendations from the committee.
We've had the Prime Minister breaching the compact that's existed for so many years between the Coalition and Labor on national security legislation, which is based on the understanding that the recommendations of the committee are to be respected and implemented.
He tried to call on the coalition members who sit on that committee to take a stand against the government's legislation. But the committee's chair, Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, warned returning terrorists posed a major threat.
They betrayed their country, they betrayed us to fight in Iraq and Syria, and now are seeking to return and continue the struggle. It has been made clear to us, Deputy Speaker, that there is an operational imperative to pass this bill.
The laws have passed the House of Representatives tonight. Now they'll go before the Senate. There, Labor will try to refer this legislation back to the Parliamentary Committee. If that doesn't work, Labor will try to amend the legislation along the lines of the committee's recommendations. And if that also fails, it will vote in favour of the laws. Greg Barton is a counter-terrorism expert with Deakin University.
I think Labor's picking their battles and choosing where to fight. Where they haven't got the numbers, they realise that there are hiding to nothing to try and fight against it.
He's worried this legislation could be used to delay the return of around 50 or so women and older teenagers who are currently in camps in northern Syria. And he's concerned about how much power it gives the minister.
We've created a situation with Home Affairs. When it was set up, people were very concerned that the subministry would be too big and too unaccountable, and everything that's happened since seems to confirm those concerns.
Labor's also concerned that the laws are unconstitutional, primarily because Australian citizens have a right to return to Australia. The ABC understands an MP asked Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, why the opposition would back laws that aren't constitutional during today's caucus meeting, and she replied that some of the people this legislation applies to do pose a threat. But University of Sydney constitutional law expert Helen Irving says this sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, I think you go down the slippery slope if you start to say that something can be unconstitutional but still can be justified because there are dangerous people in the world.
And she's warned the laws could be subject to a legal challenge down the track.
There are a number of ways in which it may be considered to be unconstitutional. It could well go forward to a challenge to the High Court of Australia, who are the final body that determines whether a law is valid constitutionally or not.
That's Professor Helen Irving from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.